Let's start this lesson by reminding ourselves of the words and phrases that we learnt in the last lesson. How do you say in Spanish, haven't I, or didn't I?
No, eh?
Haven't you, or didn't you?
No has, usted no ha, no habéis, or ustedes no han.
Hasn't he, or didn't he?
Él no ha.
Hasn't she, or didn't she?
Ella no ha.
Hasn't Pablo, or didn't Pablo?
Pablo no ha.
Haven't we, or didn't we?
No hemos.
Haven't they, or didn't they?
No han.
Let's have a recap now of the past tense and bring everything together. Let me also just tell you that there is another name for this past tense in Spanish that we've been learning. The correct grammatical name for this tense is the present perfect tense. I know it seems weird to have a tense called the present perfect when it's talking about the past, but that's what it's called. We'll look a bit more at the different names for tenses in a later lesson, but for now, just know that this past tense can also be called the present perfect tense. So basically, the past tense is made up of two parts in Spanish. However, you can change the first part, which is the auxiliary verb, to say a variety of different things. So, he comido means I have eaten, and it's made up of an auxiliary verb, he, meaning I have, and a past participle, comido, which means eaten. In the negative past tense, for example, no he comido, which means I haven't eaten, well, that's made up of the negative auxiliary verb, no he, which means I haven't. And you can put the same old past participle on the end, comido, meaning eaten. You can make this tense into a question, for example, ha comido, which means have you eaten? All you need is the question auxiliary verb, ha, which means have you, and a past participle, such as comido, meaning eaten. And then we can turn it into a negative question. For example, no ha comido. No ha comido, which means haven't you eaten? And so this is made up of the negative question auxiliary verb, no ha, which means haven't you, and a past participle, comido, meaning eaten. And don't forget that in Spanish, whenever you ask a question, you always have to put an upside down question mark at the start and a normal question mark at the end. We also learnt that there are two ways to say the same thing in the past tense in English, but in Spanish, you don't have to worry about that. So, ha means you have, and you can put any past participle on the end of it. For example, ha comido, you have eaten, ha terminado, you have finished, or ha salido, you have left. No ha can mean you haven't, or it can also mean you didn't in English. So, no ha comido can mean you haven't eaten or you didn't eat. No ha terminado, you haven't finished or you didn't finish. No ha salido, you haven't left or you didn't leave. In the question, ha can mean have you or did you. So, ha comido can mean have you eaten or did you eat. Ha terminado, have you finished or did you finish. Ha salido, have you left or did you leave? And then finally, the negative question, no ha, can be translated either as haven't you or didn't you. No ha comido, haven't you eaten or didn't you eat. No ha terminado, haven't you finished or didn't you finish. No ha salido, haven't you left or didn't you leave.